Rusty Quill presents.
Hey survivors, it's Sean here, the creator of Wake Up Corrosion. Thanks to our show having such interest and the request of quite a few fans, we now have a Patreon at patreon.com/wakeofcorrosion. On our Patreon, you can gain access to exclusive merch and audio content. However, I never want to lock any of our main story behind a paywall. Therefore, all of the audio extras available on Patreon will simply add to the universe of Wake Up Corrosion, rather than the story of Professor Ryan and Bunker 12. As this is a solo project, any contributions would be hugely appreciated and will go straight towards helping me keep the show free for everyone and improve it as it grows. One huge benefit of our Patreon is the opportunity to gain access to Letters to Shadows. These monthly minisodes are narrated stories that detail the encounters of many different people from the world of Wake of Corrosion. Check out this sneak peek of part one. This is a letter from one survivor to another. One who went missing, I think. I found it in one of the many houses we were forced to loot on our journey. Dear Sam, I used to always think of the end of the world as though it was a movie. Imagine that we'd be in it together, hunkered down somewhere, or battling through the wasteland, surviving. Together. Thriving, perhaps. But we were always together. And therein lies the problem. As we clearly are not together. In fact, I don't even know where you are. And this is not the apocalypse I imagined. Not at all. I'm at my parents' house now, and I'm honestly too scared to leave, despite the fact that I'm painfully aware I'll have to, at some point, for food more than anything else. You were with me at first, Sam. At our house, our wonderful home. We were both so prepared, and you were so determined in your own way that no one could stand between us and survival when everything went to shit. You kept telling me in those first few days that it would all seem like a dream next year. And I believed you. I wholeheartedly believed you. And we were grateful for that when it first happened. We knew people would panic buy. They did it with the supermarkets. They did it with the fuel. They'll do it for anything, even if there's a hint of a shortage. So we stocked up. Tins, bottled water, gas canisters, things that wouldn't need anything but the container they were in to last. At first there was such a panic. Do you remember that? People run out of their houses and down the street screaming, cars jam the road outside the flat within hours, and then everything was eerily silent. For a time, anyway. The messages all said to go to the bunkers. But we knew. We knew that would be futile. By the time we made it there, they'd be full. And we'd be left outside, at the mercy of not only the elements, but all the other desperate people who didn't make it. You said, people lose their minds when their reality crumbles. Morals disappear quickly when society loses its way. You always said that. You were so right. I can't thank all of our listeners enough. None of this could be possible without your continued support. Our Patreon is full of lots of different content, such as monthly AMAs, high-quality stickers, blooper reels, Wake Up Corrosion postcards, and even opportunities to influence future Letters to Shadows episodes. Thank you so much for listening, and I really hope you enjoy Season 2.